I think it's everybody's definition of insanity, and that is to continue to do things the same way, day after day after day, somehow expecting different results. In my opinion, the war on drugs is a miserable failure. That we need to be looking at alternatives. I suggest that we need to legalize marijuana. And I suggest that we need to look at harm reduction strategies on all these other drugs. This is not for 1 minute condoning drug use. Don't do drugs. Don't smoke and don't drink either. I don't know how many politicians there are that haven't really smoked marijuana. Is there not an hypocrisy here? I'm really fed up with parents that believe that they would want to send their children to jail over an issue like smoking marijuana. And the distinction that needs to be made, hey, marijuana, confines of your own home, doing no harm to anybody but yourself, do you belong in jail? I think the majority of people in this country would say no. If people will start to tune into the issue itself, I think that you will find that almost all the problems are prohibition related. And not actually use-related. When we were in the throes of prohibition for alcohol, who was getting rich? The bootleggers. Every governor in this country spends half their resources when it comes to courts, enforcement, and jails on drug-related crime. Is there a bigger issue in this country that is going unaddressed? I don't think so. 80 million Americans have done illegal drugs, but for the grace of God, 80 million Americans are not behind bars given the laws in this country. I was not going to ignore issues that should be addressed simply because of politics or the consequence of not getting elected. If you are of color, your chances of your arrest ending up in incarceration are almost 7-1 versus an Anglo getting arrested and actually spending time in jail. These laws are terribly, terribly discriminatory. A lot of the answers simply lie in a strategy to reduce the harm that these drugs, in fact, create. The drug issue should be a health issue, not a criminal justice issue. 54% of the graduating class of the year 2000 used illegal drugs. The general rule is politicians follow. There seems to be an unbelievable growing consensus that at a start, we need to stop this whole concept of getting tougher. It doesn't work. The worst law, in his opinion, of the 20th century was prohibition. Why have we not made that connection?